Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 56, Scrap Metal, for the week of May 4th, 2008.
Hello, my name is John LeBannon in USA, a.k.a. Kyle, a.k.a. Ronacow.
Sorry, that kind of caught me off guard there. I wasn't expecting that. So that's a good, good impersonation wing. Really sound like Kyle was here this week. So, and I am Brun, okay. A.k.a. BJ Swick 33.
And I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. Sorry, I had a brain fart there for a moment. But this week, we'll be talking about GTA 4 being completed faster than you can eat dinner, GTA 4 sales comparisons between the 360 and the PS3, and is Blu-ray coming to the 360 again? Then we hit the D-list before we jump into our Iron Man feature, and no, we're not talking about Ozzy Osbourne. And then we wrap up with our second community discussion and another question from Major Sport. So let's hit it. Ron, why don't you bring up to speed on the podcast gamer card?
All right. If you're not on the gamer card, make sure you put yourself on there. It is right below our gamer tags on the front page. And we are up to 527,642 with 46 people, you know, helping us out. And yes, we threatened Ace Black to make sure he's on there. So, and he is, so we don't have to remove him from our friends list and, you know, ban him for eternity. But other than that, Kyle, you know, thanks for not coming to beat up the host again. But Wing, why don't you go over that, Wing?
Well, we played the wonderful game known as GTA 4, and we started out with some cops and robbers, and it's pretty easy. I was on the robber team the first time. Wasn't it you and Soul Assassin?
Yeah.
Me, we were on the robbers and never did see a cop, and we escaped. And I guess it turns out that Sub-Zero was on the other team, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if his connection dropped or his box froze, but when the game started, I guess he was in the driver's seat of the car, and nothing happened for a minute. They're all like, let's go, let's go. And finally, they realized, I guess, that he wasn't in the game, so they hopped out and I don't know, found another vehicle and came after us, but by then we were gone. So,
well, when they hopped out, then he actually took off.
Oh, is that what
Yeah, that's what they said. Said we got out of the car because we didn't know what was going on. And then he finally took off without us.
So. Sub-Zero, what's up with that? who knows? But then we, you know, reverse roles. We did a little team deathmatch, a couple different levels of that. We did some GTA racing with helicopters and boats and. We did a cannonball run, which turned out to be more of a foot race.
No.
And then we ended up in what, free play?
Yeah.
So,
actually, as much as I heard about the multiplayer and things like that, I was kind of disappointed a little bit. But we'll go over that a little bit later. So.
Alrighty. So, yeah. And I think that pretty much wraps it up. So let's head on into our top stories.
All right.
This just in, Xbox News is up right now.
First top story is somebody has finished GTA in 17 minutes until you know, I beat him with 15 minutes, but, you know, just in case you guys are wondering, GTA 4 can be finished in 17 minutes. So, now, all, you know, being serious here, have you guys signed up for the social club?
Yeah, I did too.
I was out there, and I was actually I was kind of looking at some stuff, and I noticed that three people have finished the game, and actually, I looked today for the first time. You know, I haven't been out there at all, but I guess they had screenshots and stuff of somebody who finished it in 17 minutes, and they didn't know if it was, you know, somebody who glitched or something wrong with the site, but since then, they've actually corrected the site, so I think the three people that are on there, and that is of, you know, today, the second. I think the earliest time somebody beat it was like 18 hours or something like that. A little over 18 hours, which still seems pretty fast. But, you know, 17 minutes, not too shabby. But that's kind of all I had. I know, and actually during Beat Up the Host, people mentioned, you know, did you hear about the guy beat it in 17 minutes? But, so...
Because nobody did.
Yeah. There's just, you know, I had to find something. There's really not that much news, so.
A slim news week.
It's just everybody's playing GTA.
Yep.
So.
Well, staying on the GTA front, Microsoft is claiming that the 360 version of GTA is outselling the PS3 version by 2-1. Now, that's what they told Next Gen. And this is a quote from Microsoft, says, "What we've heard from our retail partners is that the Xbox 360 version of the game is outselling the PS3 version by a margin of 2-1. And this was from Aaron Greenberg, director of product management for the 360 and Xbox Live. He says that mirrors what they saw with pre-orders, but it continues to hold true at retail, at least for the first couple of days. It's a great sign. But Sony reps are questioning Microsoft's findings, saying that Microsoft's 2-1 doesn't line up with what Sony has been hearing from its retailers. Yet the rep declined to say exactly what Sony has been hearing from its retail partners until more concrete data can be compiled."
They don't want to say what they're hearing because they think it's more 3-1.
it's just kind of funny. They're, "Oh, that's not right, but we don't have any data to tell you that it's not right." So. Yeah. Not that I believe Microsoft's line. I don't think it's that skewed. I think they are outselling the PS3 version because they have a larger install base at the moment, but I don't believe it's 2-1.
Right.
One thing that leads me to believe that is the first day sales in the UK, the Xbox 360 version sold 335,000 copies compared to 274,000 on the PS3. And, of course, here we're all looking for NPD, and Microsoft said that they're more looking forward to the May NPD results and not April, since the game came out right at the end of the April. They feel that Microsoft will have a huge jump in May, so look for some good hardware sales and stuff in May. But other than that, that's pretty much, you know. Well, I mean, if you want to know why Microsoft is, people have talked about which version you're going to buy and stuff, and Microsoft is claiming that, you know, they feel the biggest reason is the downloadable content that's coming for it on the 360 and also Xbox Live. And they said on day one, roughly 1 million GTA 4 users went online. It's been the number one game on Live since it launched, which knocked Halo 3 and Call of Duty 4 off the top spot. And they said that 2 million GTA 4 achievements were unlocked in the first 24 hours. In addition, over 15 million gamer score points were added to users' accounts in the first day. There's been 1.5 million cross-game invites. So, you know, that's kind of what they're looking at. And I got to say, I got to give Microsoft a lot of credit. I have not had a single problem with Xbox Live this week.
I haven't either.
And I think that's, they obviously did some great work. Kudos to the Live team and everybody involved, because we know that they worked really hard with that. Thank you so much for all you did. We really appreciated having a, you know, great service this week.
Yeah. We thank you now, so we can curse you later next time it goes down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we thank you, but don't get comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, new guy.
I'm ready for the D-list. Let's bring that new guy on, yeah.
All right, sweet. All right, let's blow right through this. Dated, Smash Court Tennis 3, not a set release date, but in August is when it will be coming out. So if you're a big tennis fan or like playing tennis games, look for that in August. Brian, you mentioned something before we started recording about this one. Demo, Born Conspiracy, May 19th, there will be a demo. And I think I read a news article that the demo has already hit UK stores. Hmm. So, the demo discs. So, later this month will be that. Don't have to wait that long. Just 17 days from when we record. And then DLC. I thought this was interesting because I'd always talked about Ace Combat 6 DLC and like 800 Microsoft points for 3 planes. Well, the guys over at Xbox 360 Fanboy decided to interview and total up all the Microsoft points that you could spend on Ace Combat 6 for the full experience, quote unquote. And are you guys ready for this?
Sure.
No.
For the full DLC experience for Ace Combat 6, Fires of Liberation, on the 360, it would cost you 9,750 Microsoft points.
Wow. Ooh.
That converts to dollars is $121.83.
Wow. That game wasn't very good. It looked pretty, but it wasn't good.
And the reason for all the stuff is 1UP actually asked them, you know, why would you, you know, keep giving out all this DLC and charge, you know, a lot of money for it. And, of course, their marketing director guy that they interviewed was like, we pay very close attention to user feedback, blah, blah, blah. You know, the whole spiel on that. So
all
basically,
I want
didn't
is
really
an F-22 Raptor. Here's my firstborn.
Yeah. Dude, that would be awesome, but you'll never get that. And if that's the case, you'll probably get like 2,000 Microsoft points for an F-22 Raptor or a F-35B. But anyways. All right, moving right along. Conflict Denied Ops Eagle Pack is now on the Xbox Live Marketplace. It's a 727 megabyte download. We'll add 5 new multiplayer maps, including Lost City, Tank Yard, Sanctuary, Killing Zone, and Adrift, and that is 800 Microsoft points apiece. Like we stated earlier in the show, GTA 4 DLC will be starting this autumn. We'll have access to exclusive Grand Theft Auto 4 episodes that will provide hours of additional gameplay. So there's that. And now the 2 interactive games, the music games, Rock Band, This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race by Fall Out Boy, Date with the Night by the Yeah Yeahs, and It Hurts by Angels and Airwaves. That is all together in a pack for 440 Microsoft points, or you can buy them each separately, like usual, for 160 Microsoft points apiece. And if you guys still have Guitar Hero 3, which I traded in before the whole Aerosmith thing comes out, in order to get the special edition of GTA 4, which I'll talk about later. Thursday, May 8th, we'll have 3 songs from Muse, Exopolitics, Supermassive Black Hole, and Stockholm Syndrome will be on Xbox Marketplace for what most people would guess would be 500 Microsoft points. So 60 Microsoft points more, and you get 3 less things to do with the song. So that is it. How'd you like that?
Nice and quick. Good job. You're better than the old guy.
it was nice to get our D-list back.
Yeah.
No. Well, last news story of the day, and it's another rumor. The Blu-ray rumor will not die. And according to the Chinese Economic Daily News, Pegatron Technology, who is an subsidiary of Asus Tech Computer, who deals with computer component manufacturing, has been selected by Microsoft to assemble Xbox 360 consoles with Blu-ray drives and will be shipping in the third quarter of 2008. And the report's wording hints that the Blu-ray drive will be internal rather than external. And as of right this very moment at 10:42 p.m. on Friday night, we have still not gotten a denial from Microsoft. Which is interesting because every other time that this rumor has popped up, Microsoft's been out immediately saying, no, no, no. This time we've got nothing yet. So
I'd be surprised if they do it because that's the console's going to cost like would cost like $500, $600.
Well, here's my deal. If it's affordable, if it's like an Elite with a Blu-ray drive and it's affordable, like not much more expensive than Elite is now, I would probably upgrade.
They're not going to be able to go up any higher than what the PS3 cost. Because nobody will buy them. But the thing is, I'm really surprised they're going to do it because, really, honestly, they're going to announce a new console next year.
Nah, that's too early.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Because you got to think, if they announce it next year and they take 2 years of development, that means the Xbox is on its 6th year of its life cycle, which I think is about the time where it ought to be replaced. 5 or 6 years is
when... They're planning 10 for this, the 360.
No, they won't make that. They're going to... Well,
I would assume that they already have something under development.
Yeah.
Or they'll keep adding a 65-nanometer chip and then a 45 and then putting different things in it and making it slightly better and then adding a Blu-ray drive to it.
Well, that's what they're doing here, but this thing is, that's kind of weird. It just seems like every time they add something, they just screw over the people who bought a 360 in the first couple years.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm in.
The first launch day, I understand, that's early adapter, but I mean, I waited over a year to buy mine. And it's just like, you know, they should have had this crap figured out within that time. But, okay.
If this comes out and it's around the Elite price, I'll probably pick this up and trade in my old one or sell my old one or, I don't know, keep it around to maybe... Do some modding with, I don't know.
The Xbox podcast does not endorse the modding of your console.
Yeah, I probably should have said that.
Let's keep a move on and head to the feature.
Thanks to CacheFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CacheFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CacheFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CacheFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right. This week's feature is Iron Man, and in case you haven't heard of this movie, you must be living under a rock or guarding your rocks in Gratu like I have been. Basically, it's fashioned off the movie. I'll just read this real fast off Xbox.com. Tony Stark had it all, a genius mind, fame, and even a multinational corporation. But during a routine weapons test in the Middle East, power-hungry militants led a violent ambush against Tony and claimed him as their prisoner. Armed with Stark Industries weaponry, Tony's new foes demanded he construct a new ultimate weapon for them. Tony built his own ultimate weapon, a powerful suit of armor that served as the key to his heroic escape. His near-death experience drastically altered his outlook on life, and he decided to cease production of all Stark Industries weapons, despite the protests of long family friend and mentor Obadiah Stane. Aided by his charming assistant, Pepper Potts, and equipped with a new suit even more advanced than the one he used to escape, Tony took it upon himself to destroy all Stark weapons in enemy hands personally. He became more than a man. He became Iron Man.
I am Iron.
I was tempted to, you know that air guitar rocker?
Yeah.
From Activision, some Activision sponsor. I was tempted to buy that and then like go in with that belt buckle and strum Iron Man, because that's one of the songs that it comes with, like into the movie. But I haven't seen the movie yet.
Just kidding.
If we're doing an Xbox podcast and talking about Xbox stuff, that's pretty nerdy.
Hey, I dressed up as a hobbit when I went and watched Lord of the Rings.
Oh, now that's even worse.
I'm kidding. I didn't.
Right. That cover-up's not going to work.
I didn't.
So what were you when you went to the Star Wars midnight release?
Yeah. yep. That's
Mark would be all over that. Okay. Features of the game. Obviously, you're a one-man army. You can fight in the air, drop down to the ground, and engage tanks, fighter jets, cannons, massive weapon arrays, and enemy superheroes. Okay. You can upgrade the Iron Man suit with improved armor, thrusters, and weapons, then choose what equipment to use for the next mission. Woo! Non-linear gameplay. You have complete freedom to explore your environment and choose your own path to victory. Woo! You use your fists to put vehicles out of commission, take command of a gun turret, or catch missiles out of the air and redirect them at your enemies. Now, we're patenting that at Xbox Podcast. The whoop noise is now patent. Patent number 4727394.
That's your Wii code.
Actually,
your Wii friend's code is probably longer than the patent number.
It's 16 digits, but actually I have decided to introduce a new console to my TV, and it is a Wii. But that's another story for another day.
We'll have to get through this so you can go play with your Wii.
No, actually, I'm trying to kill someone in Grand Theft Auto 4, and this show's getting in the way.
Yeah, but he's multi.
I'm not bitter.
Multitasking.
Multitasking right at the moment.
Yes, of course. Mario Kart and Super Smash Bros. Is on my list. But anyways, that is Iron Man, ladies and gentlemen. Brun, you said you checked out the demo. It sounds cool from the text that I just read. Sounds like it could be a good one. You didn't have any interest in it?
Well, it was okay, but it had some control issues. Maybe I just wasn't used to it, but... You know, I don't know. Kids will like it, I think. It just wasn't the game for me, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let's check it out, maybe. If I ever stop playing Grand Theft Auto 4. Overkill date is the 2nd, which is today. That's weird. Releases on the same day the movie released. Okay. Feel bad for that game. That's it. You guys got anything?
No. Move on.
All right, let's move it on up.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Well, looky here, I get to talk again.
Boo.
All right, here comes. Hey.
All right,
I'll have to escort you out of here. Here comes the part in the show where we all get to review GTA 4. You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead because I got my own review in my mind, but I'll give you guys time to think about it. Let's rate it overall, graphics and gameplay. Overall, and then the graphics and gameplay out of 10.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm 33% of the way through the game at last check. I've played for 15 hours since Tuesday when I released. I bought the special edition. The lockbox safety thing is cool. It's metal. And I got a keychain too. That's cool. I played it and I am floored by the amount of detail, graphics, gameplay. It's the more I talk about the game, the more I want to just sit there and play it for 20 hours straight if I could. I would have to honestly have to give it 10s across the board in my opinion. I think the only thing that I would grade it down on is two things. The vehicles are a little harder to get used to driving, but I think for the most part I've gotten that down. And the weapon aiming system, I like the whole health deal and how it displays health. It's just that I can't seem to switch targets easily from one person to another without having to completely move... disengage my target and then completely move to another area and then hopefully it locks onto that person that I want to kill. I had that problem in one mission. But other than that, I really, really enjoy the game. I'm very glad I put down the money and was bankrupt for a week so that I could play it. I would really, if you liked in any way, shape, or form in any Grand Theft Auto or think that you're just looking for a game to play, at least give this one a rent. It's almost, it, in my opinion, it's a must-buy, but as we'll hear later in the show, some people don't like it that much. But it's amazing, in my opinion. That's all I have to say about it. All right. It's amazing.
I'll go next. Okay. Gameplay, I give it a... So, well, I'm not very far into it, so I'd say right now I'd give it a 9. Graphics, I would give it an 8.5 or a 9. So, overall, I think I'd give it a 9. And the thing is, I mean, there's some things... I mean, you can't make graphics perfect, you know what I mean? And I don't really think they were shooting for, like, close-up graphics, like... You know, look at the cup on the table or the nightstand or things like that. I think the city looks beautiful. You know, the characters look, you know, really nice when they're in the cutscenes and things like that. There's, you know, the cars are harder to, you know, drive. The thing I don't like is the character movement. Like, I don't like how when you try to turn a corner, it's like, you know, taking a very, very wide corner. It's almost like he's running like one of the Three Stooges or something, but like I said, I haven't gotten too far into it. Multiplayer, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I was a little disappointed. People made it sound like it's like the funnest thing ever. Maybe it's funner when you got,
full room,
full room or something. But like, you know, all I heard was like, cops and crooks, and all of a sudden it was just like, drive to this location and get in a helicopter, and that was it. So it's just like, wow, okay. So, but that's all. I would say 9. I'm going to keep playing it. I haven't bought it. I'm renting it. So my thing is I'm not a big sandbox type of person. I kind of have trouble getting into sandbox games and even like RPGs, you know, things that take 30, 40 hours. I usually fall out of really quick. So we'll see how much more I get into this because it starts out kind of slow.
It does start out slow, but once you get the weapons, it's...
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm trying to get to there to see if I catch on to it. But I do like the story too. The story is actually interesting. It's better than any of the other ones. So
the story... I was instantly hooked after a turn in the story. It's awesome. You just gotta weather the storm, basically.
Yep. But Mark, your turn.
All right. Let me preface this by saying that, as most of you probably know, I'm not a sandbox player. I did love Crackdown. I did not care for Saints Row. And I didn't care for previous GTA that I've tried. But this looked really cool, and there was a lot of things I thought I might like about it, so I went ahead and bit the bullet and ordered it. The storyline, I think, is very, very good. I like the presentation that they've done. I think it's really cool. I feel like it's probably one of the best games I've ever seen from a presentation standpoint of the storyline, and it's almost like watching a movie. I think it's really good. Overall score for the game, I would give it a 7. Visuals, I have seen some amazing stuff, and I think the explosions in this game are the best I've ever seen. And in the city and you know, the roads and stuff, they're very detailed. Everything looks really good. Yet you'll see some certain, then yet you'll have something else which is kind of like blocky and kind of weird, you know. But that's why I didn't give it a 10. But I give it a visual. Gameplay is my biggest hitting point on this, and I really think this comes from my own inability to deal with the control scheme of the game, and I think that's why I didn't care for the game before, why I didn't like Saints Row. For some reason, Crackdown just seemed to work. I was able to get it, but I can't seem to get it in this game, and that, I think, is what's hindering my enjoyment of the game. As just sitting down and going through it, I'm going through it, and I'm still giving it more time simply for the fact of the story. I kind of want to see where it goes. I'm actually into the story, but I'm really frustrated with the gameplay. And like I said, I think it's just the controlling. Trying to control cars, trying to control the way he walks, trying to control the shooting. I finally got the shoot. And it's just, to me, it's very complicated. I just can't seem to grasp it. I echo what Brun said about multiplayer. I have found the multiplayer to be extremely boring. And I've played with different people multiple times, and I found it just very boring. I'd rather just do the single player on this game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll just leave it at that. But again, it's not a knock on I really think this whole my dissatisfaction is my own style of play and my just, for some reason, I just can't get a hang of the driving and the walking, and it's just, for some reason, it's not clicking with me. But I'm going to give it some more time. I'm going to keep trying because the story is definitely makes me want to play it. So, oh, and I got to say, I think that the darts, the bowling, the shooting pool, I think that's a total waste of time. To me, that is the dumbest thing, and I don't get it. I was forced to bowl. I was forced to shoot pool, and that really ruined the storyline for me because I was like, oh, come on, I just want to shoot people. I want to run around, run people over. I don't want to go on a date. The whole date thing just drove me nuts. So I hope that's not throughout the whole game, but, you know.
Not to make a spoiler or anything, I'll keep this to a minimum, but the only forced date that you have to go on is the first one.
Okay.
Others, like, you'll get calls from people that are, from what I've, you know, guys that you do missions for saying, hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do this? And sometimes that includes bowling. Sometimes that includes going to a bar. And you don't have to do it, but their friendship level goes up if you do. And same with, you can call people to go on dates, but, and their friendship level will go up, but their friendship level will go down with you if you don't call them. You know? Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Warm coffee.
Yep, warm coffee.
So what's the friendship level even? How does that play into the game?
Well, different people have different special abilities. For example, not to spoil anything, but there's this one person that is a nurse. She happens to be a female. that you can go on dates with, and once you reach a certain level, it's kind of like the invisible experience type of deal. Like, you don't know when you're gonna level up, so to say, but like, once you get to a certain point with her, you can call her via the cell phone at any point in time, most likely, and get full health. So you could be in the middle of a warehouse taking down people, and you can call her, and she'll say something, and your health will go back up to full.
Oh, okay.
So, and then there's other examples of getting cheaper weapons, stuff like that. That would be the only reason why you would further these relationships that you have in the game.
Okay.
For benefits, basically.
Cool.
All right. Well, I just want to add in something real fast before we hit what Overkill had to say. I haven't played the multiplayer. I personally think that the multiplayer is kind of cool idea, but I can't see myself actually tearing away from the single player. I mean, GTA has always been a single player game until this one, so I'll eventually try it out, and I doubt that from what you guys are saying, even though you're not at, like, going gaga over this game like I am, I would say that I probably won't enjoy it, and I'll just sink the single player, but hey, I don't know. But let's hit what Overkill had to say real fast. Question number one, is this the best game ever? He had to say, no, it's not the best game ever, but I'd say it's the best GTA game ever, though. I would definitely agree with that statement. It's not the, you know, it is probably number, if not number one in my list, number two. But that's what he had to say about it. Number two, his second question is, does it live up to hype? And he had to say, I still haven't played the multiplayer mode yet. Having played all the GTA games, I'd say that there's been major improvements made. With that being said, I don't think that it lives up to the hype, not in the single player mode anyways. All right, let's keep on going there. Third question, have you found any bugs or issues with the game? I haven't found any bugs or glitches. Real quick, it seems that both consoles have been having problems. I've heard of glitches where it in the middle of a loading session for a mission, it doesn't load and it forces the person to turn off their console, losing any saved data. Or losing any unsaved data. And I think I saw a poll on Joystick that was asking people to put what console, if they have GTA, and what console they have, and what if they've had any problems. And it seemed like about 10 or 15 more percent of the polled people have PS3s and are having problems. So just thought I'd throw that in there. And I haven't found any bugs or had any problems, glitches, anything. Four, do you like the multiplayer aspect? Can't comment yet. That's what he said. And five, what score do you give it on a scale of one being the lowest to 10 being the highest? Based on the single player mode, I'd give it a score of 8.5 to 9. Who knows? Maybe my score will go up when I play the multiplayer modes. Okay. So again, that's what Overkill 1972 had to say. And unless you guys have anything else on GTA, I say we go ahead and hit the community update.
Hey, I'm going to throw out a real quick, here's an achievement whore tip. If you want the one-man army achievement, basically what it is you have to get 6 stars and survive for 5 minutes. The way I did it was I got a car, jumped onto the railroad tracks, and this is, you got to do it early in the game before you unlock all, I guess there's areas or in the map that you can unlock. So you got to do this early in the game. Get a car, jump on the tracks, follow the tracks, and eventually you'll be crossing a bridge going over to, I guess, another island, and all of a sudden you'll max out at 6 stars because you're not supposed to be there. Well, just keep going across the bridge. You'll end up going down into a tunnel. All you have to do is sit in that tunnel for 5 minutes, and the achievement unlocks. They can't get into the tunnel. Also, I heard tonight in our Beat Up the Host match, someone said if you took a helicopter and flew over that way, that it worked the same way. They couldn't get to you as well if you're in the air. So if you want to get your one-man army achievement, you can try it that way. And yes, I got mine. I can't chase down the guy in the laundromat, but I can survive 6-star rating for 5 minutes. Go figure. you know I cheated.
Well, leave it to Wingman to have his achievement horror tip of the week. But if we're done talking about GTA 4 for the current second, let's go ahead, before I start raving again, to a community update.
You've heard from us, now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
My favorite time of the show, and we have a question or an email here from the Spork, the Major Spork. So he found this interesting. He has a link here, which I'll throw out in the show notes, but says, personally, I've heard from the numerous people on both Xbox and PS3 sides of the story that they have experienced a ton of bugs with the game and even roasted some PS3 guy's hard drive. Ooh, I never heard that. And a guy with a 360 version can't play the game. It came out of the box scratched, which we've seen that before. And I think Game Informer has been paid off. Laugh out loud. Listen to Sarcastic Gamer podcast from like a month or two ago when they were talking about the GameSpot deal. Same thing, I think. But do you think GTA 4 will cause people not to go see Iron Man? Do you guys think that's going to cause a problem?
I thought it'd be interesting to see.
I don't think it will either.
I think
people are going to play games. They're going to play games. They want to go to a movie. They're going to go to a movie. They're not going to say, "Ah, let's not go to a movie so I can play a game."
They've had the game since Tuesday. So we've seen people already complete the game. They're going to go see the movie. And Iron Man looks amazing. Yeah. I don't think it's going to keep anybody out from there.
All right. Well,
Go ahead.
Oh no. Go ahead.
So if GTA 4 had released on Friday, then yes, I think it would definitely impact the movie, but it's been out most of the week. People took time off of work. They're gonna they've got their GTA in, man.
Yeah. It is the first weekend though.
Yeah. Well,
it is the first weekend with the game, but I don't know. There might be fair amount of people, but not a whole bunch.
But Major says he knows he's not going, and he may be going on it on a class trip to Williamsburg. But still, such a big movie and game might cause movie issues. Says not sure though. Says discuss on podcast if you want. If not, email back. So off to class, but. That's kind of his thing, and I think we kind of answered it. So, with that, we are going to move on to our. We've been kind of talking about the last couple podcasts. We have our. What are we calling this? Our next roundtable, I guess, our viewer listener roundtable. Yeah. So, pre-recorded, so, you know, hopefully everything sounds all right, but we'll catch you after the roundtable.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and go down with introductions? To Amplified Silence was here, but he had to bail. And we'll just start with Captain. Why don't you go ahead and give us your gamer tag and give us a little introduction, whatever you want to say. Keep it clean, please.
I'm Captain Hook. I'm from Maryville, Tennessee. 27. I've been gaming a long time.
All right. And we might hear a lot of Captain, and I don't know much about, you know, if we'll hear much from Gunner or Overkill. They're going to have to type their responses in. But we do have Gunner, KO. Not exactly sure where we're from, but, and then we have Overkill 1972, which you hear us call out the Overkill date all the time. That's who Overkill is, so. And I think, Wayne, do you know where Overkill's from? He's not Texas guy. Texas, is he?
Yeah, I believe he's a Texas guy. I know he's a Dallas Stars fan.
Yeah. Aren't they? Are they? They're done now, I think. But, yeah. He's down there with the cow, so. But and then, like Wing said, Amplified Silence was here, but actually had to jump out, and also is in from North Carolina. So, but well, we're here. It is our roundtable version 2, I guess, for the people that couldn't make it the last time, and basically we have open discussion. We can, you know, if I want to, maybe we'll start with GTA 4, if who's all playing GTA 4, and, you know, what do you think about it? Captain, you want to start?
I just got GTA 4 like 2 days ago, and I've been playing it like crazy. I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would. That's my big thing. But, I mean, it's just, there's just so much you can do, and I just, you know, just run around town and just shoot people. I mean, that's just the best thing ever. So.
Just remember, it's a game, and it's not real life. So don't be running around Tennessee gunning people and running people over. But, and then is Gunner and Overkill actually present?
That's what I'm still trying to find out. I don't see any typing or anything coming from them. Shows them as connected, but...
Oh, there's Gunner. Hey, Gunner, what do you have GTA 4?
Yes, he does. Well, Gunner and Overkill, if you guys want to just type in, you're more welcome to type in what your thoughts are. Go ahead, and you don't have to wait for us to call on you. That'll give you a chance to type it, and then we can share everybody on what's going on. I did get a message from Overkill. He's trying to figure out how to talk. Overkill, go ahead. On the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, there should be a little option called Shoe Phone. If you select that, it should launch another window. And then you have to, there's like two icons on the screen. Click the one on the right that says connecting via Shoe Phone. That puts you into the voice chat. So, and looks like Gunner's giving, he says he's early on in the game, and right now he's giving it a 7.0. And you guys will get, of course, we recorded last night. We gave our reviews. I'll give you guys a little early little tidbit. Kyle, of course, I think gave it a 10, didn't he, Braun, across the board?
Yeah, he did.
I think Braun gave it, what, like an 8.5 to 9?
Correct.
I gave it, what, a 5 for gameplay?
Yeah. Well, and I think we did mention Overkill's response to the stuff in the thread, and I think his was between an 8.5 and 9 also. So not to steal his thunder whenever he's typing it out. But, yeah, I mean, it's a nice game, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. But I'm also early on, but... I can see that it's, you know, going to be a good game. And for Overkill, who's learning how to talk, all you do is open your mouth and, you know, use your voice and things come out. Where you use words and then words form into sentences.
I think he's hearing a voice now. I think he's connected.
Huh. I see him has... Make sure you click the big red thing there and it'll unmute you.
Can you hear me now?
Hey!
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I knew explaining how to make words and words into sentences would help you come out. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Overkill, we'll give you a shot. If you want to do your introduction, you're more than welcome to.
I don't know. What do you need to know about me?
Well, where are you from first? I think I might have ruined it already, but...
Yeah, I think I heard you saying something about you thought I was from Texas.
Yep.
Nope, I'm from Portage, Michigan.
Oh. Hey, Wing, can we kick him?
No.
<I'm coming.
laughs> Of course not. But you are a Stars fan, right?
Definitely. And they're not looking so good right now. Well, they are, but they're not. They could have closed out the series last night, but they didn't.
Who are they playing right now?
San Jose Sharks.
Oh.
They were up 3-0, but they've blown the last 2, so now, I don't know, it's up in the air. Who knows?
Hmm. Well, if they lose, you can always be a Blue Jackets fan.
I don't see that happening.
Oh, do you have GTA 4?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. It's all right. It's not the 10 that everyone seems to be giving it, though. I mean, I'd probably give it an 8.5, maybe. I still haven't played the multiplayer yet, so I don't know.
And I know I just asked you if you have GTA 4, and I knew you already had it.
Right. I was going to say, I've been checking your friends list just to see what achievements you guys got and that I haven't. And I see that most people have already got warm coffee.
I just got that like 10 minutes ago before this call talk started.
Yeah. Women are easy on GTA. So, yeah, you're probably around the same range I am. I'm thinking 8.5 to 9.
Yeah, I don't get all the perfect scores that it's been getting lately. I just it's not that great. It's good, but it's not perfect.
I was kind of disappointed in the multiplayer. I kind of held off multiplayer all week for the beat up the host, and it just seemed kind of boring.
Well, can I say something? I feel like the best thing on multiplayer is just to get on with your friends and run around the city and do stuff. It's better than to go play like Team Deathmatch or anything like that.
Right. Hey, Overkill, we're getting a little feedback from you.
Sorry.
No problem. we got it. DTA, you know, what else are you guys gaming with? What are you playing?
Lately it's just been GTA pretty much. For the past 4 days. Before that I was playing Frontlines Fuel War, that was pretty fun. Multiplayer is actually really fun too.
That is a very good multiplayer game.
I have that on my Gamefly, so I think I might be getting that sometime. You guys both own it, though, don't you?
Yes.
Yep.
Good, I'll have somebody to play with then.
Yeah, if I can ever get out at the same time you guys are on. My schedule is just totally different from yours.
Yeah, do you guys, do you like work a different shift, or?
Yeah, I work second shift, and then I'm usually up till 6 in the morning, so I don't get home till 11:30 at night usually, and during the day I'm pretty much sleeping.
Ew. You work weekends, too?
No, I don't. Oh. My God.
Well, we'll be on later.
So, maybe one of these weekends I can actually catch you guys on. I would have been there last night for being the host, but there was a Stars game on, and that's priority.
Oh, hey, Amplified Silence is back.
So, what do you guys think about... What's your next game that you're real excited about coming out that you just can't wait to get now that GTA 4 is here? What's the next thing you're looking forward to?
That's a tough question.
I can't think of one.
Maybe Gears of War 2.
Everything so far. I want to play Iron Man really bad. I know it's based off a movie, but it just sounds good.
There's a demo. Go give that a shot.
It's not. I played a demo, but it's not long enough.
All right. Amplified actually had a good answer. Said Halo Wars, and I was actually thinking between like Bad Company or Tom Clancy's End War. So, kind of looking forward to maybe a good RTS game.
Yeah, I have Command and Conquer, and I don't know, an RTS on a console, I'm just not sold on it. I don't know. It's just kind of a pain.
Yeah, I'm curious about the voice command for End War. I heard is really, really nice. So maybe that would kind of work things out.
That'd be cool if it actually works good.
Gears of War 2 is coming out.
Yeah,
that's in the fall, isn't it?
Yeah, November.
I think Gunner, I recall you're a big Gears fan, I believe. You're probably looking forward to that, too, I can imagine. Seems to me you were one of those that kept sniping me in our early beat up the host matches, which is why we no longer have Gears of War beat up. A stupid sniper rifle.
That does seem like a very long time ago, because that's actually my first beat up the host was like the week before I started, and it's been a year. Oh, it wasn't fun. When you died a lot in Gears of War, who knows who was killing you?
Everybody killed me. Probably.
Well, I just remember everybody hating the chainsaw.
Fallout 3. That'd be my pick. Fallout 3.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I know Wade won't like it because it's an RPG, so he probably won't want that.
Yeah, I'll skip it.
That and 2.
I'm getting out of my comfort zone just with GTA, so.
I didn't think you would like it. Just based on some of the comments that you've made about other open world games. Though I know you like Crackdown, which is awesome.
Crackdown is awesome. I loved it. I would take Crackdown, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Probably won't happen, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're working on a new one called All Points Bulletin, which actually kind of almost reminds me of a Crackdown type of game, so I think I'll probably be getting on board with that, too.
Oh, definitely.
And it looks like we got two new people that have popped in, but they are coming in as guests 6 and 7. If you guys want to just type in or join in the voice conversation, you're more than welcome. Or if you want to type in the chat window what your names are, we'll be sure to share that with our audience.
Yeah, real quick, trying to, you know, let's keep this at a timely fashion here. For the last maybe 5 minutes, do you guys have questions or comments or anything you want to ask of us or anybody, any of the other listeners?
Oh, no, you can ask your bachelor's or Bruce, so.
I actually missed that. What was that?
You already answered the boxers or brief question.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I what more do I need to know?
I can just see Wingman or and Commando and BJ and his thongs, and that's just not a good picture.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's, no.
They got a smiley face on the front.
I was talking about when you guys read that.
Hey, Gunner KO might have a mic right now. You have to unmute yourself.
Hello? There's Gunner.
There's Gunner.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Born Conspiracy. May 19th will be a demo.
Did y'all hear about Matt Damon, why he didn't want to be in the Born Supreme Conspiracy game?
Yeah, because of the violence. He didn't want to be associated with violence in video games.
But he's in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's the interaction they didn't care about. I forget what one podcast had that on this week. I can't remember what one it was.
I think I heard that.
Go ahead.
I think I heard that on one of the IGN podcasts they were talking about. Maybe Game Scoop.
Yeah. So, I don't know if guest 6 and 7 jumped in and jumped out or what.
Yeah, it looks like it. Well, Gunner, you got anything you want to share now that your voice is working? You want to introduce yourself and share anything?
I'm Gunner KO. From Wisconsin, by the way. That's about it.
You're not a Packer fan, are you?
What?
You're not a Packer fan, are you?
Yeah.
Come on, we're gonna have
go
to
Bears.
This guy too. Hey, you know Brett Favre is gonna sign with the Bears this year, right?
I don't want that wing.
Why did they put him on the front of Madden this year?
Because he's
outside for him.
He's retiring.
I know.
He's going to break the magic curse. It'll be the first time a player doesn't get injured.
The brim.
Like actually doing stuff at home, mowing his lawn or something, to like stub his toes.
Didn't Brett Favre actually play for Atlanta for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was looking through, cleaning out like a little box with a bunch of old football cards, and I had a Brett Favre Atlanta Falcons football card.
He's working hard.
Yeah. We have another person that jumped in. It's Tommy. You want to type in where you're from, or...
And what do you, I'm curious what you guys think, too, about the Madden releasing every year. Do you guys like that there's a Madden release? Or do you think that they could do it maybe every other year or something like that?
I just hate you have to pay $6 every year for the same game. You know, it's just, I mean, every other year would be good. You can even do updates for the, I heard it before they were talking about, just do updates for the rosters and that kind of stuff.
Hey, Wing, Tommy mentions that the guest number 7 can't type because you have them muted on chat. And he's also from Ontario, and he works for TalkShoe, so everybody say you love TalkShoe now.
I love TalkShoe.
Now kick him. Just kidding.
Sure, and then there goes our meeting.
But Josh, I would pronounce your last name, but I'm good at butchering them, so I don't know if it'd be well, the bad part is we wanted to keep around 15-20 minutes, now everybody's jumping on.
I hope Johnny LeBannon shows up.
John LeBannon.
I hope Johnny LeBannon will show up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good at butchering stuff, so. You have to hear, the funny part is that sometimes we put in outtakes and sometimes we don't. You have to see every time we come to the Frapper map, I'm just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You know, I'm just looking at these names and just not knowing what to do and, you know. But, Tommy was guest 6 and 7. But, hey, Tommy, just to let you know, we're going to be mentioning you on Xbox Podcast. So, you can listen to the podcast if you would like. Okay. So, guys, anything you guys want to chat about for the next couple minutes? We'll maybe end it here at the 25-minute mark.
We're already up to 25 minutes?
We're up to 20.
Well,
Captain, no story from you.
No story, Captain.
Well, all my students want to play video games with me online. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I actually saw a police officer. I met a police officer take a kid down the other day at school. It's pretty cool.
Anyway, I haven't gotten that far in GTA. Maybe I'll get to play some this weekend.
How far are y'all into it? I mean, how many hours have y'all put into just a single player?
I'd say maybe 3.
Probably 4 myself.
I would say probably about 6, maybe 7.
About 6.
Yeah, I heard it picks up around 5 or 6, so I'm kind of aiming for that point to see if I'm going to keep going or not.
Anybody else have a hard time understanding the Jamaican guy in the game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I don't understand what he's saying.
I did what the my mom and I know.
I went and turned on the captions, man, because I could not understand them.
The thing is, closed caption.
Yeah, you can turn the captions on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I'm going to need to because I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah, and the thing is I've been to Jamaica, and I can understand Jamaicans. And in this game, they completely make it to where very bad stereotype.
Pretty much.
It's the same guy that's doing Roman, who's he's just doing his Russian, doing a Jamaican accent.
Jeez. Yeah, it is pretty bad, but yeah, everybody I think's got warm coffee, like we mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
my favorite part is just to get drunk and try to walk. You just can't do it.
That was the first time I got arrested. I tried to drive. and then I got out of my car and tried to walk up some steps, and he tripped and fell on the steps and couldn't get up until the cop picked him up.
Yeah, some funny things do happen when you're playing, that's for sure. I've laughed out loud a lot.
Did you guys hear the ad for the guy? And I forgot to put this in yesterday's recording, but I laughed out loud when I heard this. It was an advertisement, and this guy was talking about sending this girl a picture with his brand new picture phone. He's like, I just sent you the picture. And she goes, looks at it, she's like, ew, what's that? And he's like, that's my junk. I died laughing. That was the funniest thing I'd heard.
There's some pretty bad. Some of the commercials are pretty bad. It makes you think of, like, you know, To Catch a Predator type of stuff, which I don't know if that should be in there or not, but, you know. I think this game's actually, I was kind of surprised. I figured they'd be a little bit more toned down this year because of all the crap they got from Hot Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But then this thing's borderline. This one has to be as close as AO you can get and keep the mature rating.
You don't want kids around when you're playing this game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Who was telling us yesterday that if you get, like, a lap dance, if you, like, do it three times, two girls come out and give you a lap dance? Crazy stuff like that.
Oh,
that
doesn't
happen to me.
That doesn't happen in real life.
It does if you got enough money.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody try to go into the strip club with weapons? Because right before you go in, it says that you can't have weapons when you go in. Well, I did. I got a lap dance from the girl, and then she started freaking out. Because she knows all the weapons, and then the bouncers came, and like, I beat the crap out of the bouncers, and I left. All the strippers were freaking out running around the strip club, covering their heads.
Were their tassels going left and right while they're running around?
Nothing about tassels, Ben.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, then that's not my type of strip club, then.
All right, well, we need this 25 minutes. We actually need to wrap it up so we can make sure we can fit it all into the show this week. And does anybody have any last words before we end the call?
I'd like to thank you guys for setting up for points. Oh, man, forget. Sorry. Was anybody going online right now?
The Old Spice stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my 12 months of Xbox Live, so thanks.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. It's not like I let you on or anything.
And if that worked out, we could just, you know, get a part of that and let, you know, you guys participate and win some stuff. We thought that was... I'm glad we were able to do that, and we got to thank 360 Voice for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we'll have to do another one of these things where we can actually dedicate a longer show to it. But we did this one to see how many people would come to see if we could do it again. Because the first time we did it was for the year. This time it's just for fun, so.
Well, I appreciate y'all setting it up, man. It's been a lot easier to get on here in the middle of the day than at night. I'm putting my kids in bed and stuff.
All right. But Anything else, anybody? No.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for the Microsoft points. That was really awesome.
Oh, no problem.
And I just want to say to everybody that I wear boxer briefs.
Oh.
You know you're dying to know.
The question never even entered my mind, to be honest.
Now I'm gonna have to stare directly into Eclipse to get that burn out of my mind.
I'll make sure to send pictures and post them in the forums.
I don't know about that.
Get a vision camera. You can send pictures to Brun. He accepts all pictures.
Okay. I'll make sure I wear some Michigan boxers too.
Oh. I wouldn't do that. So. But
I probably shouldn't. You'll probably come hunt me down. I don't live that far away from you.
Yeah. It's only about 6 to 5 hours or so probably get up where you're at, so.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, once again before we close out, we had Amplify Science, Captain Hook, Guest 6, Guest 7, Gunner KO, Josh, Overkill, and Tommy from TalkShoe. So, you know, we'll have us out on Monday, and you guys can listen to yourselves and think about Overkill and Boxer Briefs.
Everybody wants to.
In the song. That's what I'm going to pick up.
Yeah, yeah, well, you can always try those Overkill. You get used to that thing crammed up the crack after a while.
It could be worse. I could send pictures of me going commando like a wing.
You put some baby powder in there.
Hey.
Not as bad.
I was young and I needed the money, okay?
How do you think he bought GTA 4?
He loved you long time.
Yeah. Would you like a happy ending? All right.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, we're going to...
I want to thank you all, and yeah, go ahead and wrap it up there, Brun.
Yeah, that was basically it. I want to thank you all, and we'll catch you again on the next chat or in the forum. So thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was our little second round table, and of course we're recording this early before it starts, so hopefully we had a good turnout, and we timed it so we can get some of our European and visitors, and hopefully some of our friends from Australia can make it, and hopefully you all had a good time with it. We also want to thank Cashfly. Cashfly pumps out this show for us every week. You get the fast speeds and downloads because of Cashfly. So if you want to get anything out, you want to build a website, you want to do your own podcast, you want to, I don't know, whatever you want to do, if you want to do it on the net, give Cashfly.com a call and let them know the Xbox Podcast guy sent you.
All right. With that, we have no frappers, so unless you guys, do you guys have anything to add for 56?
Don't.
All right. Well, then we are done. Questions, comments, complaints, the same email we say every day, so I'm not going to do it this time. And go hit the forums at that one address that ends in forums. How about that for an ending? No? You guys don't like it? Okay. Contact at xboxpodcast.com or the forums at xboxpodcast.com/forums. So,
dang it. You stole my sign off.
Yeah. Well, take us out, Wing.
Well, that's the conclusion of... Oh, never mind.
No.
This is Wingman 709. I am taking off to figure out how to fly around Liberty City, I guess. Wish me luck.
And I was going to say, this is contact at xboxpodcast.com, a.k.a. I'm Ron a Cow, saying goodbye and hola to GTA 4 again. But you stole it, so...
Yeah. And I am BJ Swick 33, and doesn't Kyle sound so nice on the podcast?
No.
Later.
We want him off.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.